This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus-related deaths is getting close to 70,000, with nearly 1.3 million confirmed cases. Americans braced for what the nation's top doctor warned Sunday would be the hardest and saddest week of their lives, while Britain assumed the unwelcome mantle of deadliest coronavirus hotspot in Europe after a record 24-hour jump in deaths that surpassed even hard-hit Italy's. Britain's own Prime Minister Boris Johnson was hospitalized 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19 and what his office described as a precautionary step. In New York State, coronavirus deaths rose to more than 4,100, but there is a slight glimmer of hope that the spread is slowing. The state recorded a slight dip in fatalities Sunday compared to the day before. Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters it was too soon to say whether the pandemic had reached its apex and urged New Yorkers to remain vigilant. The state reported 594 new corona deaths on Sunday. That is down from 630 new fatalities announced the day before. President Donald Trump is pitching the medicine for COVID-19 sufferers that science has not concluded is effective or safe for the use. Still, the president used or urged for folks to take hydroxychloroquine. The U.S. Surgeon General is raising the specter of the gravest attacks against the nation in memory, 9/11 and Pearl Harbor, to steel anxious Americans for impending sorrow in the age of coronavirus. And the government's top infectious disease expert is urging vigilant preparation for a virus that's unlikely to be wiped out entirely in the short term and may emerge again in a new season. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that there has been a horrifying global surge in domestic violence as fear of the coronavirus has grown along with its social and economic consequences. The UN chief appealed on March 23rd for an immediate ceasefire in conflicts around the world to tackle the pandemic, and he said in a statement Sunday night that it's time to appeal for an end to all violence everywhere now. Guterres says that for many women and girls, the threat looms largest where they should be safest, in their own homes. Greece has quarantined a second migrant camp on its mainland after a 53-year-old man tested positive for the new coronavirus. The country's migration ministry said the Afghan patient lives with his family at a Malakasa camp along with hundreds of asylum seekers. He has been transferred to a hospital in Athens. The move comes just a few days after authorities also quarantined the Ritsona camp in central Greece after 20 people there tested positive for COVID-19. More than 110,000 people live in migrant facilities across the country, with 40,000 in overcrowded camps on five islands. Aid groups have urged the government to evacuate such facilities. Police dispersed crowds in London parks on Sunday as people were spotted flouting coronavirus lockdown rules due to warmer weather. Aerial shots showed police officers asking sunbathers and crowds breaking the social distancing rules to move on. Earlier on Sunday, British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said that Britain will have to impose further restrictions on outdoor exercise if people kept on breaking lockdown rules designed to curb transmission of the coronavirus. Other European countries like Italy and France have imposed their own restrictions even tougher on people leaving their homes. A tiger at the Bronx Zoo in New York has tested positive for the new coronavirus. It is what's believed to be the first known infection in an animal in the U.S. or tiger anywhere. That's according to federal officials and the zoo on Sunday. The four-year-old Malaysian tiger named Nadia and six other tigers and lions that have also fallen ill are believed to have been infected by a zoo employee who was not yet showing symptoms, according to the zoo. The first animal started showing symptoms on March 27th. All of them are said to be doing fine, and they are expected to recover. It has been closed. The zoo has been closed to the public since March 16th. Amid the surging coronavirus outbreak in New York. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.